Open our Bibles back to 2 Timothy. And, you know, just praise God. I think we arrived tonight by God's grace and maybe one of the most beautiful portions in all of Paul's letters to Timothy. We're going to start into an encouragement tonight in this third chapter that leaves no doubt that God is able. That the steps of a good man, praise the Lord. And I'm a good man all because of Jesus. How about you? The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Thank you, God. See, Christ lives in you. And that's good. It's always good. And that the Lord, praise his name. You know what? We've become a company of people, I believe, that are persuaded that he's able. Amen? To keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. Isn't that good? Praise God it is. And this is where we're at. See, this first part that we read last week in the third chapter, it gave us all the signs of what man's going to do and how they're going to act and what they're going to be like when Jesus is coming. And all I can say is I'm sad for them, but I say, praise the Lord, it's here. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. You look at the men. You look at the evil. You look at the forms of godliness. You're going to despair. You're going to be in a place that isn't good. But praise God, when you see these things start to come to pass, look up. I'm coming for you. Hallelujah. It's almost our time. Praise God. It's almost our day. Hallelujah. He's coming. Verse 10, let's go ahead and start there. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. See, he didn't run away from them. By God's grace, he endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I praise God for this, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful that it all begins, it continues, and praise God, finished in our lives in the gospel of Christ. That's what it is. And specifically, as we have been instructed, Timothy's, in Paul's doctrine. Thanks be to God for this. It gets very specific, doesn't it? It's not just hit here and there. It's everywhere. It's apparent all over. My gospel, preach none other. This is it. God gave it to me. Romans 2:16 leaves no doubt. God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to Paul's gospel. I believe you should take note. I believe we should pay attention. When God tells you something that directly, heed, listen. Praise the Lord, receive the grace to obey. We don't need to try to act haughty in ourselves. I talked to different ones, and I'm telling you, some people that know of the truth. But I got something new. I always remember that one minister I hadn't talked to for some time. And I love the man, and think of him daily. Praying, God, just to encourage that love and the truth in love. But I hadn't talked to him for some time, and he told me he was out, you know, ministering. And I said, oh, isn't it wonderful that God, in his great, great grace, has given us the love, the knowledge, the encouragement, the faith to preach Paul's gospel. And I remember him saying, well, you know, you preach that. But if I preach that, then everybody would preach that. And I just shook my head as I was talking to him on the phone, and I knew that there was a swerving, see? Brothers and sisters, there's nothing new. All the truth is here. It's all here. Praise God. And his salvation's new every day. But I get some ones that say, well, I've got a new thing, and I want to come and preach it. No, I want to hear that old story. Tell me the old, old story. Huh? Praise be to God. There it is. And that's what it is. But here, Paul in spirit is going to begin to lift off some of the great things that have been performed in his life. He's going to tell Timothy about them, all by the grace of God that is with me. And also to encourage Timothy on that race course, if Timothy, by God's grace, really wants to go after God's best. And you'll notice here in this 10th verse how it all begins. Fully knowing Paul's doctrine. Listen to this. Praise God. Put another line on it tonight, Lord Jesus. Pillars, brothers and sisters. How's that, huh? Think about that. That's that Philadelphia company. Those are those Philippian ones. Let me tell you something. They don't move. They support. They add to the usefulness. That's exactly who they are, because they know Paul's doctrine, and they don't just know it, they don't just come to church, but they fully know it. Look at these words that God uses. Fully, completely, intimately is what this means. It means to attain it, apprehend, conforming thyself to it. See, it's being transformed by this. By God's grace, I'm being transformed by this. I know it. I know this isn't Jesse. I know this is what God does. This is what the Word of the Lord does. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that I'm just part, by His grace, maybe, oh my goodness, of that precious little rib company. Hallelujah. But you think here, again, this is that I would all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. See, brothers and sisters, it's everywhere in the Word of God. Win me, press, reach, finish, hit the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How can we just skim through this by God's grace and not say, oh Lord, you want this for me? It's so evident, isn't it? By the grace of God, what he's done, enlightening the eyes of our understanding in this. And he's allowed you to see it. Now what are we doing with it? Praise be to God that his grace has brought us to a Bible study to come and just rejoice in it, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. It is. It's a cheering. It's a coming together. We're celebrating, praise God, this victory that's in Christ Jesus. That thank you, Lord, you're transforming our lives. Full overcomers. Praise God. From glory to glory, praise his name. And you see, whether it's Paul's manner of life, whether it's his testimony, as it says here, his faith, love, whatever it is, it's all by the Word of God. It's all by Jesus. That's the Word of God. It's him. It's Christ in you. And praise be to God, it's this Word that is the Lord and continues to feed that life in us. Now you think about, as you go through life, and I'm talking about as you meet different ones and ones that love the Lord. But how many men seek after a testimony or professing that they have great faith? And brothers and sisters, that can all be about you. You understand what I'm saying? See, they're pursuing a testimony, and you've missed having a real testimony unless you fully know Paul's gospel. That's when you'll have a testimony. A mighty testimony. Even a testimony that might throw you in a prison. Suffering for Christ's sake. Huh? Despised, spit upon, persecuted, afflicted, all for Christ's sake. Is that the testimony you want? I pray to God it is. Praise the Lord. Now, without first fully knowing the doctrine of Paul, this testimony would never be. And see, when you know the doctrine that is Paul's gospel, you know Jesus. You know him intimately in this, don't you? You know the very love of Christ. You know him in the fellowship of his sufferings, in the power of his resurrection, even by the grace of God being made conformable unto his very death. But if ever, brothers and sisters, this testimony of faith and filled with all the fullness of God would rest in our lives, it's going to come by one way, and that is Paul's gospel. And you look at what comfort the doctrine of Paul brings to others. You see, as it says here, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, this testimony that's produced. See, the testimony is not in word only, but it's in deed and in truth. Amen. It has evidence. Praise be to God. It's a life that becomes transparent. That they don't see you anymore. By God's grace, they see Christ. Praise the Lord. And see, those that know him see Christ. And those that hate him, let me tell you something. They hate without a cause. They don't understand why they're so incensed. But it's because they're against the gospel of Christ. That's the testimony. That's the manner of life that's produced if you'll go after God's best. God's best is found in one gospel, and that's in my gospel, Paul's gospel. Praise the Lord. Know these things. This is it. This is the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. By grace we rejoice and praise his name. And then you think, brothers and sisters, that this Christ in us is the hope of glory. That this testimony from Paul's gospel produces a life that grows from glory to glory into the very image of him. And then you think, as it says there, thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose. Isn't that wonderful? Purpose? Was it Paul's purpose to go build giant churches? Was it Paul's purpose to be made known? I'm Paul. It was Paul's purpose, he must increase, and I must decrease. That was what Paul's purpose was. Christ be magnified in me. I count it all loss, I count it all but dung, but for the excellency of the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe he's producing that in us, isn't he? Because again, that's what Paul's gospel does. It strips us away. Hallelujah. And the new man grows, becomes mighty evident. You stand back. It's true. It's an out-of-body experience as you go on with God. At least it is for me. I watch what this man is doing by God's grace. And I know that's not the man I knew. I know that's Christ in me. I know that's him. I know that's the grace of God alive and living in me. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful. But brothers and sisters, what purpose? And oh, what glory true, meaningful purpose according to the Word of God brings to others. I'm talking about a life that lives the I may win Him purpose. The purpose of a life to rule and reign and be glorified together with Him. And we see as we look into the Word of God with the eyes of our understanding enlightened that the purpose in Christ is so exact, isn't it? It's not this wide open thing. It's a rifle shot. It's a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's exact, isn't it? I want you to marry my son. From the very beginning, from the very beginning of the Word of God, that message came forth. That rib portion taken out of sleeping Adam, the church, to make that wife for him. Why? God was showing us so clearly. I'm going to take that wife out of the body. He tells you this in Thessalonians chapter 5. Don't be asleep. I'm coming as a thief in the night. Most of God's precious people tonight are asleep. It's just the way it is. God said it would be so. Sleeping right through it. But there's a company. Oh, they're giddy. They see that sleep. It aches me to see some of my family asleep. But God. And he said, oh, honey, this is another sign, another type. You see these things coming to pass on you. Look up. I got to go, family. I care for you. I love you. But I am in love with the one who is the lover of my soul. And I got to go. I got to move with him. He's coming for me. Now that's purpose, isn't it? Talk to a man today and I know he loves me. He's a sweet Christian brother in the Lord. But he wants to talk about things that don't mean nothing. I am nothing special. And I know that by the grace of God. I'm nothing but God and what he's done. What's special, brothers and sisters, is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the purpose that he's placed for us, for him. You understand that? It's for him. This bride magnifies him. She, by God's grace, is the glory. Can you imagine that? That woman's the glory of man. Oh, brother, you best not go there. Oh, yes, I am going there. This is his wife, his bride. Isn't that incredible to think that he wants us for that? That he chose the beautiful human race. For God so loved the world. Come on. He loves the world, doesn't he? What great grace he gave in giving his son. But I'm talking about a purpose, brothers and sisters. A first trump rapture purpose. A meeting in the sky purpose. And praise be to God as we come together and as the Lord continues to allow us to stir up the gift that is in us. How much more detailed it gets in our hearts every moment, all because of one thing. And that again is the word of his grace. And that's Paul's gospel. The word of his grace. See, it's the word of his grace that builds us up and gives us that inheritance. Nothing else. It's not my good deeds. It's not my acts. It's not anything that I could do or produce. It's all because of the word of his grace. His unmerited favor. His undying love. His purpose. His plan. His providing. And his power, praise God, that grows this up in us just to receive that. Say, Lord, let me feed on more of that. Lord, let me be humble. Quit being a know-it-all. come on into church and said, Lord, I don't know a thing. God, fill me up. Praise Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, he's working on us. But see, Paul's gospel was not a ministry for birthing people. Sure, it did. And I'm talking about salvation. Thanks be to God that ones that heard it, yes, they came to Christ. But he was after the much the more doctrine for people. He was after, by God's grace, a ministry that would grow up the mature sons to be glorified together with him. Not ones that would behold the glory, but by God's grace, being bold in faith, being bold in the scriptures, and saying, oh my goodness, that veil was rent in twain so wide, he wants me to go right on in there and walk right into that midst of the throne with him. How wide do you see it? Huh? Praise God. Now, he says this, brother, you have fully known my faith. Isn't that something? Unwavering. That's Paul's faith. Completely confident in that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I'm thanking God more and more in our lives, brothers and sisters. I can see that transformation happening in us in Christ. And it's God. And as he goes on to say, my long suffering. See, I endured hardness as the good soldier. He says, you know my love, my weeping, my desire for the whole counsel of God, and nothing short to be manifest in the saints. I thank Jesus, as he said, I withheld nothing from you. And he was hated for it, wasn't he? Sure he was. And you will too. But by grace, this brother Paul, even though I was hated for it, even though I was persecuted for it, by the love and grace of God, I gave it out more and more abundantly. He was the one that says, woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, what testimony we have. And he says, you know my patience, how I waited on God, content in whatsoever state he was in. Isn't that wonderful? See, this is the same. As he said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This will be manifest in your life. It won't be hit and miss, because this is Christ. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord, for this testimony. Thank you, God, for this evidence. We're not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. We look to Jesus. And as we grow up, we will be like him. Thank you, God. Now, as he said, I waited on the Lord, suffered persecution and affliction. Praise God. Paul wasn't just somebody who would flap his lips. He lived it. The proof was in the pudding. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. In 2 Corinthians 11, he lists out all of those things as those ones were going to boast and say, well, you know. And he said, okay, you forced me. You think you've suffered, here we go. But isn't it precious how Paul sums it up? But it wasn't me at all. It was the grace of God that is with me. See, that's what's so wonderful about Jesus. That's the meek and lowly one. It's not something to bring or magnify us. It magnifies the Father in the Son. That's what's so beautiful. This is so wonderful. This humility in Christ is the most appealing thing that there could be. And how beautiful and loving Paul is to Timothy as he's encouraging this sweet brother. And he finally wraps it up as he says here, but brother, don't you dare despair. The way of escape has already been made. Out of them all, the Lord delivered me. See, there wasn't a thing that God didn't deliver Paul from. And you think about all the things that God allowed and willed for Paul's life. I think about maybe one of the greatest battles. As Paul said there in Romans, oh, the evil that I would not, that I do. Oh, the good that I would, I don't. But God delivered him out of that too, didn't he? Oh, he learned that it wasn't by his strength. He learned it wasn't by his might. It was by his Spirit, saith the Lord. This is real. This is real. Oh, thank you, God, that it lives in us. Verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. See, I think this is wonderful because just in case for a moment we just thought that Paul was speaking just to Timothy. He said, no. And all that will live godly. All that live will live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. See, he's talking to all the Timothys in heart. They're going to suffer because if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. But if you deny the suffering, I'll deny you the right to reign. And that's just as clear as it could be. We're heirs of God, as it tells us in Romans 8. Every child of God is an heir and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that you'll suffer together with me. Oh, to be glorified together with me. Oh, how he's, what a lover we have in him, see? But you see here what this is saying so clearly, just because you are a Christian does not mean that you're going to live godly. It says, and all that will live godly. And how do we live godly? We live godly in Christ Jesus. We don't live godly in trying to do religious acts or good deeds or things of that nature. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's by God's grace allowing and feeding this life of Christ in us. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what living godly is all about. And as you live that godliness, brothers and sisters, it will manifest itself in suffering persecution. See, there are many Christians that will not receive and accept and embrace suffering. And Paul not only received it, he endured it. He was content in that state in a furnace. Lord, I believe. And Lord, I receive the grace of God to abide. And Lord, I know that you are faithful and true. And God, I know that you will not withhold anything good for my life. And I know, God, you will perfect that which concerns me. And I know that you know the way that I take. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, know this, that godliness comes no other way but in Christ. See, it's so clear, it's so preciously clear. If you want to please God, magnify the Son. Magnify the Lord. Rejoice in Jesus. Thank God for His Son. Always, oh, all that is within me, rejoice. All that is within me, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for wonderful Jesus. Praise His name. Now, verse 13, he goes on to say, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, wait a second. I thought brother so-and-so told me things are getting better. No, they're not. The evil of man is waxing worse and worse. I'm not here to save the world. Matter of fact, praise God that Jesus came to save that which is lost, and I'm thankful for that, and I know that that's the Lord's, but see, He's got a new heaven and a new earth in mind here. It's coming soon. But see, brothers and sisters, we got to know this. The times we live in are wicked. And this is not the time of a world that is getting better. It's completely the opposite. The deceiving is only gaining more momentum. Look how the Lord lays this out. He says, worse and worse. You talk about multiplying. It's laid on thick. And this is not a time to get complacent. That form of godliness is a canker. The good God, good devil, good everybody doctrine is blanketing everything. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes is going on right now. Doctrine has left the church. And I just preached the word. And that's what it is. God help us to be aware. See, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. We're not. I give the devil no credit. God has to allow him. He's a dirty liar. He's the same vomit from the very beginning. But God is allowing him to do these things. God help us to look up even the more. Now, you can see it so evident in the ungodly, but it's so sad, brothers and sisters, because we're seeing it even in God's precious people. As this was encouraged to Timothy earlier on in our study, they've swerved from the truth. They're not enduring sound doctrine, denying the suffering. God help us, brothers and sisters. The Lord is preaching to us tonight. You've heard of that expression, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. God help us not to be moved. God help us to be ones, Lord, cook me all over. Lord, let me apprehend the grace to abide in that furnace until the timer goes off. And I'll tell you what a shout that timer's going to be. It's going to be a shout of an archangel, the trump of God. And I believe it could be at any moment. Praise his name. 14 and 15. And it's something how the Lord gets us right back into it again. As he says here, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. See, he didn't go to Timothy and say, okay, Timothy, now go on and learn this new thing and that new thing. And this guy's saying this and this guy's preaching that. And you need to buy that book over there. That's a good seller. Get it. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Be an expert, rightfully divide, a workman, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is what this is about. And yet, God help us again. We start to get our eyes on other things, reaching here and reaching there. And pretty soon, don't make that grace vain. Don't receive that grace. Let it work effectually. Empower you into the things of God. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So clear. It all comes through the holy scriptures. You want to be more confident in the Lord, more bold in the Lord? You want to grow in the things of God? It comes through the scriptures. As Paul said, thou hast fully known my doctrine. And go with me over to Hebrews 2. It's so wonderful. It was so clearly stated there. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, we know that for ourselves going through this life. Confidence in healing. Confidence in our provider. Confidence in the one that is the foundation of our families. But God's even getting more specific here as you go down to verse 3 of chapter 2 of Hebrews. Why give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip? How shall we escape if we, Paul speaking of himself, if we neglect so great salvation? You talk about the great escape. It begins with a trumpet. Oh, how far you want him to take you on this, huh? All the way? All the way. Hallelujah. I tell you, God, let me get crazy for Jesus. This is it. And praise God, the assurance that we have here in Paul's gospel. And see what a privilege that Timothy had here. And Paul's reminding him, grow up into what grace that I've given to you. You've known this from a child, and praise be to God, I know this. As I was thinking about Father's Day and thanking the Lord for my dad and my spiritual fathers and thanking God for my mom, you know, I can honestly say I understand this from the very beginning of my life. I thank God. I don't even remember the moment that I was saved. I just knew Jesus loved me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Praise God. I know there was a time of my life that I accepted Christ. My mom tells me about it, but I don't remember exactly when, but I'm thankful to God. I knew, first song I ever knew was Na 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 Na, and that was When I See the Blood. That's how I went to sleep every night. A lot of times when I'm having a hard time at night, it's Na 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 Na. Na, 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 na. That was on my mama's heart every time she put me to sleep. But it didn't stop there. When I was just a little guy, you know what I heard all the time? Oh, Jesus, he's my bridegroom. Heard these things. Thanks be to God, the Lord even put them on my heart for the kids here. Take no credit in that. That's just what God does. Those little lessons for those kids downstairs, they end up in Paul's gospel. Getting scripture about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that Christ is going to have a bride. Oh, they're too young. Let me tell you something. Scriptures are profitable. Faith like a child. I'm going to withhold nothing by God's grace. And I'll tell you what, that same grace blossomed, this that I heard ringing in my ears growing up, it blossomed in my heart. See, if we just tap into who we are in Christ, oh my goodness, what power. Get it in thy youth. Isn't that wonderful, parents? We're without excuse, aren't we? That foundation laid early on, I think of the exceeding great and precious promises that God gives us in that. One of the greatest is when they are old, they will not depart from it. But boy, I thank the Lord as I've lived, at least thus far, with two teenage boys and what things can come at them. Whew. There have been times I looked into them eyes and I know I didn't know who that was. But God. All right. But see, there's even more evidence in this verse, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? See, there's so much the more. It's not just salvation, as he's saying here. Brother, wise unto salvation. Understanding what this salvation is and does and what God only by faith in Jesus Christ wants you to see in it. But growing up in it, where salvation can lead. And the ultimate, as God has shown us, into the very midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with him. Saved, praise God. Hallelujah, wonderful. But I'm talking about complete salvation. A Philadelphia company, praise God, even spared, saved from the tribulation. Oh my goodness, the manifold blessings of salvation. Now, This is also referring back to rightfully dividing. As you get into this and look at it even in the Greek, it's the same thing that Paul mentions earlier about rightfully dividing the word of truth, the depths of the truth, fully knowing it, and all again by the scriptures. See, only the word of his grace can build the masterpiece. And brothers and sisters, I was thinking as they have that expression, it's so crystal clear. But in the word of God, it's jasper clear. It's the truth. See, that's who she is. Her light. Speaking truth in love, we grow up into him in all things. Ephesians 4:15. See, that's the manner of life. That's what Paul was talking about here. Our fellowship, brothers and sisters. And I thank God how magnificent it is. And it's not in numbers. It's in fervency. And it's the truth. The love of God is increasing because that's who he is. That's what he does. He increases at an increasing rate. And the reason is because our fellowship is in the gospel of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for more boldness. And it all becomes so clear and true and real because of the word of his grace. Now, verse 16, how important this is. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. See, isn't that wonderful? See, unless you're inspired of God, you're just reading words. But this is scripture, praise the Lord, that works effectually in them that believe and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Again, all pointing to one thing, the word. The word, the word, the word, the wonderful word of God. And scripture, hallelujah, is always God-inspired. It's always profitable for doctrine. See, the only place you'll ever find doctrine, brothers and sisters, is in scripture. It's not in man's mind. It's not in the new thought of the month. It's not in, well, I think it's this way and you think it's that way. Oh, well, there's got to be many ways. And see, that's how man just gets off in their own mind. See, it's only going to be in the scriptures. And specifically here as we're learning and as Paul is encouraging Timothy, listen to me. Listen to my gospel. It was given to me of Christ. This is the way into God's best. And once you have eyes enlightened with that understanding of Paul's gospel, isn't it amazing how the entire word of God just comes out in vivid color? Isn't it amazing how from Genesis to Revelation, it just starts to just, poof, oh my. Like I tell you, that movie, that treasure hunter guy, as he goes down there and he finds it there, was that national treasure, and he finds it at the end, and he says, oh my, I found the treasure. And he's looking there, and it looks like there's only one room of it. And he starts lighting up all of that little oil ways, and it lights one, and then there's the next room, and the next room, and the next room, and it just looks like it's completely endless. This is completely endless. Isn't that amazing? The exceeding riches of his grace. That's what the ages to come is going to be about. It's going to be the exceeding riches of his grace to us. And oh, what kindness. Oh, what rejoicing it's going to be. But listen here to what the word does. This scripture that's given by the inspiration of God. See, this isn't just reciting the word of God. This is talking inspired of God in spirit. This is Christ in us, brothers and sisters, as it's received. And see, know this. Sometimes you might feel flat and you might feel nothing. Just pray. Say, Lord, I understand this is by faith. Sometimes our bodies can ache. Sometimes we can feel really bad. And sometimes we can even think that maybe heaven's sounding like brass. By faith. By faith. There'll always be that flicker. I'll assure you by the word of God, that smoke and flax he will not quench. That bruised reed he will not break. He's faithful and true. Let him just minister that sweetness to you. See, encourage yourself in the Lord. This is what these scriptures do. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, we're hitting times right now, aren't we? We are. We're hitting times. The rubber has met the road in a big way. And God is going to give us experience in it. And this is exactly what this is telling us here. See, the word is given for proving. This is what reproof is. He's proving. See, he's proving the faithfulness of God in you. He's proving that he is faithful and true. It's wonderful how he does this. I love it. I say, oh, Lord, you're showing off. You're loving on me, Lord. I remember I used to tell him, Lord, can I have a break? Go love on somebody else for a little while. And I'd say, oh, Lord, I didn't mean that. How he loves on you. But see, that's what that reproof is. He's going to prove it. Correction. See, the God of such love, he's always there to help us, to encourage us. But he's a God that loves us so that he corrects us. And Lord, help me to be humble to receive the cuts of the diamond cutter. Amen. That Lord, truly, I'm so thankful to God. Brothers and sisters, be quick in love and tenderness. Greatest words, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Quit being prideful. Quit thinking this is a principled life. Let me tell you something. Let Christ live in you. Praise God, and this word be manifest, and the love of God be manifest in our lives. I'll tell you, as the Word of God says, he says, if you'll endure my chastening, I'll deal with you as a son. I'm talking about a mature son, not just a child in the kingdom that's a potential heir. I'm talking about one that comes into the intimate place of the palace, and we talk about things. We talk about things. I show you in the Word of God the things that are going to be. What we're going to do together. The ruling and reigning that's to come. The judgment, praise be to God, where I'm going to be magnified. And if by grace you'll take it, you'll be with me. Come on now. This is exciting. But see, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. He says, this word's given for instruction. See, God help us, I mentioned it earlier, not to be a know-it-all. God help us not to be know-it-alls. As Brother Hill so sweetly encouraged me about his youthful exuberance at the age of 94. Son, never stop learning of him, in him. Never stop learning. See, neutral you cannot be. You either grow or you dry up. There's no tweener. You either grow or you dry up. That's what happens. And you know it. Your loved ones in Christ that have not gone on, they dry up. Your loved ones that have gone on in Christ, oh, they're growing up. Shining more brightly every moment because of Christ in them. That's just the way it is. That's what the Word of God tells us. Thank you, Jesus. And it's all in righteousness. See, it's all in him. And let's finish it up here in verse 17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I love how Brother Schofield, his little note, says, in that perfect, brothers and sisters, it means complete. And see, it's so wonderful because the man of God, see, that's us. It's speaking to us. We're men of God. And so much the more, as he said, might be, maybe, perfect. See, we know that sinless perfection was taken care of. See, a lot of people say, oh, see, I got to be sinless. My goodness, you nut. The blood took care of that the moment that you gave your heart to God. Your sins were taken as far as the east is from the west, into the sea of forgetfulness. Never to be remembered again. That is so done, finished, nailed to the cross. Praise God. So, in this perfect, it is fully mature, complete. This is the meaning of a vessel that would add to the usefulness of a husband, growing up into him in all things, thoroughly furnished. Again, the double portion, complete again, complete and complete. Furnished, finished, accomplished, tried in every way, filled with all the fullness of God. And you notice here, it's not unto good works. It's unto all good works. See, this is Paul's alls again. Isn't that wonderful? I'll tell you what, you get into Paul's gospel and you're going to see that word all the time. It's not some, it's not part, it's all. This is intense. Yes, it is. But God is very intense about the bride who's going to marry his son. She's not wishy-washy. She's not caught up with other things. God is a jealous God, and he's jealous over his people. And let me tell you something. He loves his son like, well, it'll take the eternities to come, and it'll never exhaust the knowledge of how much he loves his son. And he wants a wife for his son. And it's not going to be about what she did. It's going to be all about what he did. How much she let him do. How much she just said, all of you, Lord. All of you. Oh, hallelujah. See, filled with all, not some of the fullness of God. See, Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, is the like him doctrine. It's the four living one doctrine, isn't it? The four living ones. Just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just like the apostle John as he's in heaven, walking around with that one that's showing him all these things. And he keeps falling down to worship him. And that one says, get up, John. I'm just as you. But see, John didn't know the difference because that was a like him one. That was one by God's grace that received Paul's gospel. Maybe Paul himself, I don't know in that sense. But I will tell you, it is Paul's gospel. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:21 is where we're at again. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. See, this is the joint heir that adds to the usefulness of the husband, that completes him. And again, brothers and sisters, all I can do is God brings us into this. As I say, Jesus, it's just so beyond. But praise be to God, it's so true. Thank you, God, that it is real. Thank you, God, that the Godhead sees this potential of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And praise be to God, it's all there for us, beloved brethren. And as the Lord encouraged us, giddy up. Run well. Finish with a full joy. Because Jesus is coming soon. Praise God. Let's stand and pray.